Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, gossip alert.
Now the latest from Hollywood
and beyond.
It's Dana's Dirt.
Dana's Dirt's brought to you by Ace Restoration Services. Have a delayed insurance claim? Let them manage your damage. Ace2Restore.com. Here's Dana with your dirt.
Well, Simon Cowell replaced by Kelly Clarkson on America's Got Talent.
How about that?
Yeah,
huh?
She's so funny. She posted on Instagram. I should say that he's fine. He's actually up and walking around as much as he can.
That's
after
impressive.
Back surgery. Yeah. She went on Instagram and she joked that someone far wiser and cooler and hotter was taking his seat on the show. So
wait,
she'll
hotter
fill in
than Simon?
Alongside Sofia Vergara, Heidi Klum, and Howie Mandel.
Okay, there's already a pretty, you know, panel of people right there as it is.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I love her. She's so awesome.
I know. She's like just a firecracker.
She is.
Yeah.
I love her.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see her on the show.
Arnold Schwarzenegger and his ex-wife, Maria Shriver, are first-time grandparents. Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger have a new baby girl. They named her Lila Marie.
Ooh, I like that.
Lila Maria.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Yeah. National Treasure, I'm calling him that because I love the show he did on Netflix, Zac Efron, the Down to Earth show, which is just fantastic. I'm like, he is a national treasure now. He's going to star in a Three Men and a Baby remake for Disney Plus.
Come on.
Is he going to have a dad bod? Because that would be great.
The original came out in 87 and starred Tom Selleck, Ted Danson, and Steve Guttenberg.
It was one of my favorite movies. I was a huge Steve Guttenberg fan just because of Police Academy and everything. So
he appreciates you saying that.
I know.
He does.
I'm probably the only person that said it in the last decade.
Well, so. He had a lot of fans back in the day.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Wake up. Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.
Do you know if this is true or not? Because if it is, this might be one of the most brilliant life hacks. I love a good life hack. But Chantel was snooping around on the internet and found this.
I had to send it to you right away. I was like, this is for Jay.
And I immediately said, no way. So here's the deal. And if you've ever done this, if you know for a fact that it works, 407-919-1051. But there is a picture online that says if you pour laundry detergent, like liquid fabric softener, in the top tank of your toilet, that detergent, it's heavy, it's thick, it's going to sink to the very bottom of that tank up top, and it remains in the tank. So every time you flush, just a little bit might go down in that hole and flush the toilet and everything, but emits the aroma of the fabric softener out the toilet and everything, so it freshens the bathroom every time you flush.
So fabric softener, not detergent.
I'm guessing it's probably fabric softener. I guess you could use liquid detergent too, either one. Just
right.
Some, you know, because they're both kind of thick and heavy.
So have you ever used any of those toilet tabs?
Yeah,
you put in the tank?
Yeah, yeah. That just sits down there because it's like a puck, you know?
So yeah, and it just washes like a little bit away at a time. It sounds like the same thing as that.
It doesn't smell as nice.
But no, it doesn't have that scent. I mean, you think about the smell of, like, you know, after you fold your towels or your clothes, the scent of that downy or whatever it is.
But I like the idea of the one with bleach. The toilet tab that's actually cleaning the bowl a little bit.
Well, there's that too.
Yeah.
But I mean, with the tab, you know, it just sits in place and everything.
Yeah.
So it won't necessarily move and it can't be flushed down that little flapper hole. So I'm just wondering how that liquid detergent just like puddles at the bottom of the top of the tank. And it never, like, I would think that on the first flush, it would just all go down and you would waste it all. But according to this, it just basically kind of sits there. And over time, it goes away. But it just lets a little bit go every time.
Well, you never know until you try.
I think I'm going to be trying it today. We use powder at home. And I don't think that's going to work. So I'm going to have to go out and buy some liquid stuff. But, I mean, if it does, think you would never have another Glade plug-in. You wouldn't have to have Lysol spray in the bathroom or Febreze anymore because you would have this.
And if it doesn't work, we have something to laugh at.
This is true.
Unless you end up with another broken appliance. You're out of a stove right now. So.
Oven to know, and that toilet is broken. Maybe I'll try it in the kids' bathroom.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Trying to figure out if this little life hack works where you pour liquid laundry detergent or fabric softener in the back tank of your toilet bowl, and it just lasts there and makes your bathroom smell great. You never have to use an air freshener ever again. Morning, Albert. What do you know? Does this work?
I know that the thicker the liquid is, longer it's going to take to dissolve, but you've got two things happening. First of all, every time you flush that toilet, you've got a lot of turbulence working to try to dissolve that liquid. So eventually, that liquid's going to go away. The reason the tablets work is they've got a lot of gel in them, so they take a lot longer to dissolve. Like liquid fabric softener, it's thicker. It might last a couple flushes, but I don't see that it's going to last as long as one of those gel tabs.
Anthony, good morning. What do you know?
How you doing, man?
Good.
Good. You know one of those pot detergents, the ones that you throw in the laundry?
Yeah.
I tie a string and just let it hang from the toilet bowl and just flush, and it keeps on going.
So it actually works?
It works, yeah, it does.
So eventually does it dissolve and you're just left with the string there?
It takes like a good month, you know, before it completely dissolves, and then you got to do it again.
All right, but you get that fresh-smelling aroma in the bathroom.
Yeah, the whole bathroom. The bathroom smells like clean laundry.
Wow.
Okay, all right. Now I might have to try that. Thanks for the heads up.
All right, brother.
Bye-bye. Who knew? Now I'm going to have to go out and buy some of those pods.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Let's go! Woo! Weekday mornings till 9.
Hey, the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh my God, I have to turn up the volume.
On Mix 105.1.
It's time for today's Daily Dilemma. She needs a little bit of dating advice. She knows to come to the dating guru guy, me, right here, if she needs some, because all my experience. Let's see if we can help her out today.
Okay, so the thing is that I've been dating this guy for about 2 months. I met him on a dating app. When we met, he was here for work, but then he's not originally from here. He's from Texas. Since those 2 months, he invited me for the 4th of July weekend, and I went there in Texas. Then he's planning to come here in 2 weeks. We have talked about where was this going, and he said, well, we're dating, and I want to keep knowing you as a future maybe girlfriend. But I want to know if he hasn't touched base with that, if it was good for me in 2 weeks speak with him about being exclusive or not.
So he's coming back to town. Do you bring up the conversation? Remember we kind of talked about maybe being exclusive and me being your actual girlfriend, or does she not bring it up at all and just kind of play the waiting game and see? I would think that, gosh, if it's a long-distance relationship, you don't want to waste your time with somebody. I would think it would be okay to bring the conversation up. Like, hey, where are we? What's going on? It's been several months now.
Yeah, so I didn't catch the duration of the relationship. Has it been like
a couple months, she said. 2 months.
That's not very long.
She's been to Texas to visit him, and he's coming back here.
Yeah, I mean, that's nice and all, but it doesn't seem like it's been very long.
Right. I mean, I guess she wants to know, you know, because you move on with your life here, but if you found a guy, you know, that you really like, maybe he's the one. You might be packing up and moving.
Well, at the point that you're moving.
Yeah.
you might want to know. I mean, I guess you could just, you know, put out there that you're not seeing anyone else. And that's what you would like for it to be, you know, exclusive.
Hopefully it doesn't put any added pressure on him. I don't know. What do you think? You've been in the same situation before?
Mix 105.1.
Today's Daily Dilemma. Does she say something after knowing each other for 2 months and it's a long-distance relationship? Or just hold your peace? What do you think, Kim?
I think that she needs to be comfortable telling, you know, how she feels. I think that, you know, if she wants to be exclusive, she needs to tell him, hey, look, I'm not seeing anybody else. I would like it if we were exclusive. What do you think about that? I don't think that she should wait around for him to make the decision about the relationship. You know, she's her own person. She can make her own decisions and doesn't need to wait for anybody else to tell her what to do.
And if he's got a problem with it or if he's uncomfortable with it, then obviously he's not the one.
Exactly. And, you know, you don't want to waste your time. You're dating people because you're wanting to have a future with them. So you don't really want to waste your time, especially, you know, depending on her age, you know, if she's older.
Carice, what do you think?
Hi. So here's the thing. I think as a woman, I can relate. And if she knows what she wants, she needs to say what she wants and keep her standards high. And if he's not meeting those standards, walk away. Because at the end of the day, if a man wants to be with you, there is not going to be any question, regardless of the distance. He is going to move mountains to be with you. So if he's not doing that, walk away.
Well, it sounds like he is. I mean, she went out to see him, and he's coming here to see her. Mm-hmm. So he's making the effort, too. It's just really, I guess, a question of how much time do you give it? Is it a couple of months? I mean, that sounds pretty dedicated if he's coming here to see her.
I've been in situations where a man has come to see me, and that, to me, that's great. But, you know, action, yes, you're right. It does show a lot. But if he wants to be with her, he's going to be with her. I think a couple of months is plenty of time to know if you want to be with someone and if you see them in your future. Because I feel like it's for a man and, you know, I think even for women, and men are equally just as emotional as women. If they see you in your future, they're going to know very quickly. And right. If he doesn't know within a couple of months, hey, this is a person that I see my future with or want to pursue, and I don't want any other man seeing her, if he doesn't say that or if he's not feeling that, then I don't think that it's worth pursuing.
I can understand if he wants to make sure that she's the one. Maybe he's jumped into relationships too quickly before and he's been burned. But also, he shouldn't have a problem with her being honest and sharing her feelings. So if he's got a problem with that and her opening up and saying, hey, look, I really like you and I really like to be the only one, do you see that happening? If he's got a problem with that, then no, he's definitely not the one. It is time to move on.
Exactly. And there should be an open dialogue. And if he's uncomfortable with having that type of open dialogue and having those emotional conversations, that's a red flag.
I agree. 100%. I think you should have the conversation. And if he's not cool with it, then he's not the one. You know, you should be able to talk to him, especially if this is going to be your possibly future significant other.
Yeah.
You know, have the conversation.
I'm at a different speed than her, but she's at, like the other woman said, she's her own woman and moving at her own speed. It would take more than 2 months for me to know.
Yeah,
I know people think you know immediately, but I mean, if you've only spent time together two or three times, I'd need more time than that for me to say, yeah, it's just you.
It's time to move to Texas.
But I don't date more than one person at a time either, so that wouldn't be an issue either way.
Wouldn't work. Okay. No. All right. Well, hopefully it all works out.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.
Time for you to change my mind. 407-919-1051. You might have to change Chantel's mind on this too, Dana. I don't know how you fare on this. But it's the age-old debate about whether the toilet paper is supposed to go over and hang down or whether it goes under and hang down. And I don't care. It doesn't really matter.
It goes over.
See, and people that feel that way are very strong and passionate about that's why. But there's never, ever, ever a good reason why.
Yes, there is. Okay, so think about paper towels. Because it's the same thing for paper towels. And if the last sheet is tucked behind, you're reaching up there with your wet hand trying to find that sheet. You're reaching behind it, getting everything wet.
Okay.
Where if it's right there in front of you, forward, where that tear is, you just grab right there. You're not searching for anything. No.
I remember in the kitchen here at work one time, there was a coworker in there, and I changed the paper towel roll, and it was hanging under. And he looked at me, and he goes, are you some kind of complete psycho? And I go, why? It doesn't matter. He goes, it does matter. But he had,
fair,
like,
question.
Why? He goes, it just does. It's just not, you're doing it wrong. And I'm like, I don't know if I am. Micah, changed my mind. It doesn't really matter which way it goes, does it?
As long as it's there for you, huh?
Exactly.
Well, it's a matter of after you've already pulled off the portion that you're going to use. Because when you pull off the toilet paper and it's coming over the top, when you pull it and it rips or it rips short, that next square is going to be right there on top. But if it's flipped under and you pull it and it rips short, that next square is going to be behind the roll. So you got to either reach up under it or keep unrolling it to find that next square.
Yes. Thank you, Micah.
But it's not a big deal. It's not like, you know.
Nobody wants to take the extra time. It's a matter of convenience. That next square, because everyone pulls down to rip it off. So when you pull down, that next square is going to be either on the front or on the top.
I pull sideways. I don't. Maybe I'm different.
How far away are you from that toilet paper?
Too much info,
Micah. Are you getting up to go get it?
Okay, I see your point. You haven't changed my mind just yet, but I do. I understand your point. Thank you for calling.
I'm trying. Hey, no problem. Always a pleasure.
See you, buddy. Bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Can you change my mind? You have an actual explanation and a good reason.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
If you can change my mind, it's that age-old debate. Toilet paper over, under, it doesn't really matter. Unless you can change my mind, I'm doing it either way. Good morning. Try and change my mind. Can you, Carolyn?
Hi, good morning. What if I think? I just think you're wrong, because if you go to look up the patent in the U.S. Patent Office for the toilet paper roll, it only goes one way, and that's over.
Really? Are you? You're making that up.
It's not. I swear to you. This was a humongous debate in my household. I was like, it only makes sense for it to go over. And like, they're like, no, it can go under. And I'm like, no. And we settled it by looking up the real actual patent for the toilet paper roll dispenser and the toilet paper roll, and it's only made to go over. It's in the drawings and everything with arrows indicating it's supposed to go.
They need to have directions on the outside of the toilet paper wrapper.
Wow, you need directions?
Just get ready to change your mind.
All right.
Promise.
Have a good morning.
Bye-bye.
Anna, over, under, doesn't matter.
Over.
Why?
I have a friend who works in housekeeping at the Marriott Hotel, and I think she would know. She's always told me it goes over. I used to do it under, and she says, no, that's the wrong way. She's professional. She should know.
But did she explain it why? See, that's the thing, is these people that are so passionate about it going that way, they never have a good explanation other than maybe the patent.
I guess I really didn't even ask for an explanation. I just took her word for it.
See? And that's the problem. We need to put our foot down and change it. Thanks for calling, Anna.
You're welcome.
Scott, what do you think?
It's over. And the reason for that, I'm legally blind, and it's easier for me to find it.
I get
exactly.
I mean, I can't argue with
it's
that.
It's right there.
All right, Scott. Thank you.
You're welcome.
AJ, does it matter? Over, under?
For me personally, no, but if you have a mischievous child or a pet, it needs to go under so they can't roll it off onto the floor.
Okay, see, there is a good reason why
I don't think that's a
under.
Deterrent for a pet.
It's not a cat's
over
gonna
or
get
under,
it.
Exactly.
Yes, definitely.
But it's not going to spill out all over the floor.
Hey, Karen, good morning. What do you think?
It should hang over. If it hangs at the back, ladies with nails will scratch the wall.
Oh, come on. This is a stretch, Karen.
No, if they go to grab it on the back, they grab the wool.
Jen, settle it once and for all. Over, under, doesn't matter.
I have a better solution, and it's neither. You get one of those industrial toilet paper holders, like they have at the public toilet. It goes on the side. So you roll from the side. And either way, it's either over, either under. It's neither, but it's both.
It doesn't matter. It just comes out and does what it's supposed to do.
Exactly.
Thank you, Jen, for settling it. Nobody's
what?
Changed my mind.
Yeah. Okay.
Have a good morning.
Thanks.
Mix 105.1.
Scott's the only one so far with a really good explanation as to why the toilet paper should go over and not under. Jackie, you got a good explanation too? Why? How should it go?
I think it should go over because if it goes under, it hits the wall and it's unsanitary. So if it goes over, then it is not touching anything.
I never actually thought about that. That's actually in the toilets right there. So when it flushes, it particles go on the wall. I never thought about that. Even though the toilet paper is right there next to it, too. It's getting particles on it. But, okay. It's
and
another way of looking at it.
If they put it the wrong way, I always switch it because that's gross.
You
and
do? You'll change it?
I'll change it and I'll pull the toilet paper that hit the wall off and throw it away.
Like even in your boss's house or something, you would change their toilet paper?
Your special boss's bathroom.
I mean, I don't touch anything. I think all that stuff should be, even the toilet paper holder should be boiled in hot water because nobody ever cleans the toilet paper holder.
You are right.
So that's gross.
Maybe you should just only have it outside of the bathroom and just take what you need on your way in.
What if you need more?
Paper. How's that?
There goes that uncomfortable waddle. All right. Thank you, Jackie.
Wake up. Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.